Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 2nd, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Rob Augino reporting. And Glenn's gotta go. We've been hearing questions about flight attendants being trained at United Airlines Training Center. United is providing use of their training center for crews being hired for the United Aer Lingus Washington Dulles to Madrid route, scheduled to begin operation in March of 2010. AFA has objected to this joint venture, has filed an MEC grievance, and is pursuing other avenues for resolution. As reported on Friday, the awards of the partnership program beginning March 2, 2010 are complete. The company will maintain a waiting list of partnership requests and award additional partnerships for the six-month program in seniority order based on the seniority of the senior flight attendant in the partnership. Our schedule section of UnitedAFA.org contains a direct link to the place in United's intranet to submit your request to the waiting list. The partnership packet is posted in the same location as the waiting list request link and available for you to download. In addition to the packet, our website also has a question and answer document that may be helpful for those of you either in the program or for those who are considering placing a request on file. You must find a partner to bid with to participate in the program. If you are looking for a partner to bid for the program, post your interest in Unimatic at the Post Trade Board, POSTRD, and you can find a partner on the trade board at TRDBRD. Last month, all Northwest flights became known as Delta Airlines flights. Our AFA sisters and brothers at Northwest remain proud to have helped shape their flight attendant contract for the last 60-plus years at their airline that was originally founded on September 1, 1926. Their airline may be gone today, but their rights under the Northwest flight attendant contract continue as they remain members of our union. A worker's identity is always defined by the characteristics of his or her career and the contributions to his or her profession. In this respect, we offer a comforting reminder to our sisters and brothers at Northwest that their identity has not and will not change. In our union, we can always stand proud for our contributions as flight attendants. During week 39 of negotiations, your local presidents, making up of the United Master Executive Council, met with the negotiating committee at the regular MEC meeting to discuss the status of negotiations. The committee reviewed the improvements contained in our opening proposal, juxtaposed with management's concessionary proposals that are clearly out of touch with what flight attendants expect from these negotiations. The mediator has scheduled our next mediation session for the week of February 22nd. On the agenda is Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, Section 12, International, and Section 24, Moving Expenses, along with other open items on the table. Management continues to refuse to meet outside the mediation process. We remind them that we remain ready and willing to meet anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to discuss the issues flight attendants have determined are important. Well, that's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.